Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. My name's Vicky Hanlon.
And I'm Emily Tressider. Vic and Em's Comedy Gems.
Please don't.
Okay. Hello and welcome to another episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. Hello, Vicky Hanlon.
Hello, Emily Tressider.
It's me, Emily Tressider.
Oh no, she sings it now.
It's, you know, you've got to always be looking to get better, you know?
Yeah.
If you better? Stayed the same, then what's the point?
Okay. Change is not always good.
Touche. I will do it normally again. Sorry, no, everybody,
I mean,
for your eardrum invasion. My apologies. Now, Vicky Hanlon.
Yes.
We are releasing and recording this podcast just before Comedy Festival
starts.
Yeah,
it's going to come out the Tuesday. The festival starts on the Wednesday.
Yes. And when you say the Tuesday, it is this Tuesday. So that is, yes. I didn't want to start the episode by sending you into a panic, but here I am.
Mm-hmm.
So we are starting our shows on Wednesday, Thursday this week.
Yeah. Well, you are. You're starting on Thursday.
Well, I mean, all of your shows.
Oh, right. No, some of them start tonight.
What?
Yeah, some of them start.
So are you going to go to them?
Yeah. These ones, because the venue that I'm running, Cooper's Inn, doesn't open until the Wednesday. So on the Tuesday, I'm going to go see a couple of them.
Right.
For their opening shows and just be there and stuff like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
News to me.
Yeah.
We're doing that. We're doing the comedy festival. Now, for those of you that don't live in Melbourne, Melbourne International Comedy Festival is a huge thing.
Oh boy.
That happens once a year in our fine city of Melbourne. And
hate that.
I'm just gonna like just chuck in some jingles every now and then throughout this episode and just like hope for the best.
Okay.
Well, hope for the best.
Oh, okay. We'll see how it goes.
Vicky is not having a bar of it. She is like, no, thank you.
I'm quite ill as well. My tolerance has gone way down.
Yeah. I mean, you already had a very low tolerance for my
for your bullshit. Yeah.
And now it's really just as low as it can go.
Yeah, pretty much.
Beneath ground level, really. but I thought maybe this episode could be sort of us talking about, I can talk about my show a bit,
sure.
Or we can talk about some stuff that we're excited to see. Maybe like the comedy that like excites us.
Yeah.
That is possible.
Okay.
You know, not everyone that listens to our podcast is going to be able to see
everyone.
The shows because they're not, well, not even not everyone, but like some people, we have fans in Malaysia.
That's true.
And we have fans in Sydney.
Yeah. We've got a bunch of people that listen in, what are those two countries called? America and England. Oh my God. I'm very sick.
America and England. Some of the smallest countries
yes,
in the world that
you
Vicky
may
forgot
not
about.
Have heard of them.
So hello England. Hello America. Thanks mm-hmm. for listening. So I hope that we try and keep this as broad as possible just so that you can sort of maybe get an idea of what Vic and I like to see.
Sure.
We're in it, but we also obviously like to see it. So
yeah.
I thought maybe that could be like an exciting thing.
Okay.
I'll start the ball rolling. Start the ball, rolling.
Rolling.
Wow. That did not come out well.
Yes.
To talk about maybe my show for a bit.
I just got up my wish list that I put on, like, as I had
it,
like, I made a wish list on the Comedy Festival website.
Well, that's going to make it very easy for us.
Well, there's this one. It's called Emily Tressider, Just Doing It.
Very good wish list. If you create
Look,
your own.
You're definitely. Literally on there. I
yeah,
literally
I am
do.
Literally on there. That is not surprising whatsoever.
I know, right?
I've been doing a lot of interviews for the show recently because obviously it is that time of year.
Yes.
And I think like the thing that I tell most people about my show is that it's the most personal
mm-hmm.
and the most introspective.
Yeah, which we have spoken about before.
But also the funniest show I've ever written.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
So I think that is like the really exciting thing about this year. Like I have only done it full length, like proper run through it of it twice mm-hmm. in Brisbane. But I'm like so across it so much more so than the last few years. And also, I just think on a base level, the show is just strong.
Yeah.
So, like, it's, I feel really confident going into Comedy Festival this year because I know, like, the product is good.
Yeah, sure.
Last year's show, there was a lot of interaction. So, like,
I liked that show, though.
Yeah, I loved my last year's show, too. And, and
this but you're time, right, it did rely heavily on the audience.
Totally. So, this time last year, I would have said the same thing. I would have said, you know, I'm really happy with the show and I'm, you know, whatever.
As you should have been.
Yeah, exactly. You want that. But now, retrospectively, yeah, the show relied a lot on crowd work. So, like, if the crowd weren't fully vibing with that or, like, just weren't really up for it that time, then it wasn't necessarily, like, the most killer show you've ever seen.
Sure.
This year, there isn't that reliance on the audience and it's more me.
It's very you.
Not trying to, like, I guess, use the audience for their humor and just writing my own. So, that's, I'm really, really happy with this show. I don't think I've ever been this, like, properly happy with the show.
Well, that's good.
There's always been something in my last shows where I'm like, that's just filler.
I don't love this
movie. I'm just doing that.
You're saying that this is all killer, no filler?
I actually say in the show, strap in for some all killer, no filler.
Great.
So, yeah, I would say that. I would say that. There's not a joke in the show that I'm like, that's a dud.
Yeah.
I'm into them all. Well, so that's exciting.
That's, like, the perfect place to be.
Totally. And the venue that I'm at is really exciting as well.
Yeah, well, you're in a festival-managed venue this year, which is nice.
Yeah.
It means your name will go on the chalkboard.
Yeah. For those of you that aren't familiar, there's just this big chalkboard that goes out the front of Town Hall, Melbourne Town Hall.
And I think a lot of people don't know that it's not every show that's in the festival. It's only festival-managed venue shows that are on that board.
Yeah.
Which is where everyone who doesn't know what they're going to go see just goes and stands and looks at that board, which is one of the good things about being in an FMV is that you are one of those people that they'll be looking at a name and go, oh yeah, maybe that.
Yeah. And you can, like, physically see it. And when it's being flyered, you can be like, it's right there.
Here we go. That's me.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's really exciting. What are you looking forward to this festival? Besides that?
Not dying.
Great.
I'm going to
try okay.
to not die.
What active steps are we taking to not die?
Well, I'm going to try and eat properly, which I don't particularly do a lot during the festival, but I kind of, I'm going to go buy, like, a lot of those prepackaged meals, but, like, healthier versions of them and have them in the fridge.
But, like, how often are you going to be home to be able to microwave it?
I will try.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, these are good goals. Thank you. I'm not trying to debunk them. I'm just asking the questions.
No, they're good questions to ask. I'm going to try not to drink too much cider. I'm going to stick to the vodka sodas, which I think will be nicer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, helpful.
Yeah, right.
I think for me, I think because you're always on the go, there's so often you'll just grab something on the go that's, like, not necessarily the best thing
for
you.
Yeah, there's these, like, little tuna pasta things that I've been eating a bit.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to eat some more of them.
Yeah, okay. That's cool.
They can be heated up, but they don't have to be.
Well, that's good.
So,
yeah, well, I'm going to do sandwiches. I think that's the way to go. That's the way
I'm going to try not to eat too much bread.
So. Look, never ever will I say that is a goal of mine.
I know.
Carbs are life.
I know.
Oh, you know.
I'm aware.
Yeah.
So,
okay, you're going to try not die?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I get sick. I'm sick at the moment. So, I'm hoping that my sickness that I'm currently living through will be gone by festival time.
Mm-hmm.
I've got 2 days to get rid of
it. I mean, I don't mean to laugh, but that is quite comical.
I've got 2 days to get rid of this sickness. And I have to get up really early for a radio interview tomorrow morning.
We've all got things going on.
It's not even for me. I just have to be there for other people.
Well, that's annoying.
Yeah, it is. I was like, oh, God damn it. Can you guys just do it yourself? No, you'll panic? Okay, fine. Guess I'll go do my job and hold your hand.
Look, I mean, you signed up for this.
Yeah.
This is what you want.
Yeah.
You're living your dream right now, literally.
Am I?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Well, I mean, part of your dream.
Yeah, you're right.
This is the thing. I think that we, you know, lots of comedians and comedy producers and anyone involved can get really, like, bogged down in, like, this is so painful. It's a month of this and that and blah, blah, blah.
No, but we're literally living.
Yeah.
I agree.
For a month of your life, you get to do what you want to do.
Yeah.
Full time, on a full time basis.
It's true.
And when does that ever happen? Like, I find it's such a gift anytime anyone buys a ticket to my show.
Right, Miss Positivity? Fucking hell. I did not come here for this shit.
I know you're sick, Vicky, but like we still are who we are. And I am who I am. Namaste all over this shit.
God.
No, I actually haven't been doing yoga very much at all recently. I've been so fucking busy. But something has to give.
Yeah, and hope like let it be yoga rather than like
my mental health.
Exactly. Yeah.
But exactly. I mean yoga is also very good for that. But I am hoping that during festival, because I'll be doing comedy full time, mm-hmm. I won't have to fuck with any of the other shit that I do in my life to survive.
Sure.
So I'm
yeah, that's also what I'm hoping for. Like I did my last shift at my day job this week, and so I don't have to do
You've done it now.
Yeah.
You're done.
Yeah.
Oh, high five.
I know.
Oh God, what a sweet feeling.
So yeah, but as I was leaving, they said to me, hey,
can you be on call?
Yeah, kind of. But like, they were like, if it's like a world ending thing, I was like, it's graphic design.
When will it ever be that?
But, okay.
We need this poster to talk about supplies.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry. We need to sell a fridge this weekend. And
it is life threatening.
Yeah. But they did say, and I was like, hey, if you'll pay me.
Yeah, like, I mean that's extra
I'm not coming in.
Yeah,
they were like, no, that's fine. You can do it at home. And I was like, all right,
that's a good thing about your job that you can do it.
Can do it at home. Yeah, like it's easier to do it on with their systems and stuff like that with their computer. They have a better computer than me. Yeah, but I can do it at home.
Yeah,
and I was like, hey, if you want to pay me extra money, fine. I mean, I guess I can.
What was me? But yeah, I'm hoping that not having that stress on us will be helpful.
Yes.
And I am looking forward to doing it every day. The thing is, I'm really positive about this year's festival because I feel real good about the show.
Yeah. Also, you're leaving the country like 2 days afterwards, so you don't have to deal with
it. I got a lot of good stuff coming. I am really excited about that too.
Yeah. That's totally fair.
Yeah.
If I was leaving the country 3 days, 2 days after festival, I'd be like, hell yeah, bring it on.
3 days, yeah.
3 days after festival, fuck you.
Yeah, I guess that is the thing. Everything is at the moment in my life very much like looking forward to that moment.
Yeah, of course.
Like I know that every show I do brings me closer to this fucking cool adventure that I'm about to
go on. that's fair.
Which
that's
is awesome.
100% fair.
But I definitely am excited to create content while I'm there as well. Like this podcast.
Yeah, we're going to do some Skypes and stuff. And
like, where am I, you know, which is kind of cool. And yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's all, I think it's the pressure of festival.
Yeah.
Is there.
Yeah.
But I'm also like,
Yeah, I mean, that's a perfect mentality to have, right? Like it matters. And obviously, you know, it's work and we have to be like, yes, this is serious, but also it's fun.
Yeah, exactly. I want to have fun with it. And I also don't want to take myself too seriously because I know what I get like when I do that.
Yeah.
Like if I have one show that's not like 100%, I just lose my mind for a
second.
You
do, yeah.
And I don't really want to be doing that.
I hope that you do not do that.
Yeah. I hope you don't die and you hope that I don't freak out after an okay show.
Yeah.
Yeah. These are very good goals.
Thank you. I've set the bar pretty low this year.
I think don't I have die. Two, but but also you'd be surprised.
Yeah, I know.
So tell me about some shows you want to see.
Yeah, you want me to give some shout outs to people?
Yeah, you can give shout outs. I also just wouldn't like, I think maybe it would be interesting to know what you find funny.
Funny?
Yeah. Well, like not necessarily like specific names, but also just like what kind of stuff you want to.
Well, okay. I'll give you two specific names. One that we've had on the show in our second episode.
I'm not sure.
And one that we haven't had on the show because he's from England.
Right. Maybe he can be on the show.
Maybe. Hopefully.
We can. Actually, let's at him in this episode.
Sure.
Great.
Okay.
Good plan.
But I really love good political humor.
Okay.
And that is a...
Good is the very...
Very... Yeah. Because there is some... Real bad.
Right.
Political humor out there.
Yes.
But Pat McCaffrey, friend of the show, Pat McCaffrey.
Yes.
I will go see him. Oh, so like his politics gear, which is all he does. Like his show this year is called Politics and Polar Bears. There will be no polar bears.
Wow. He really lets you know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Right. And I'm super excited to see his show this year.
I think, I mean, can we give it away? Are we allowed to do that?
What?
He's probably going to be...
Oh, yeah. He might be on a live episode. He will be on a live
episode. I mean, we're saying might, but it's a definite.
Yeah.
So you should come and see our live shows if you can, if you're in Melbourne. Yes. Otherwise, listening to them, Pat McCaffrey will be one of the voices you hear on them. So that's exciting. That's an exciting news. Fun.
But yeah, from England, Ahi Shah, who we both know.
Oh, we can definitely get him on the podcast.
No, I know. I know.
I'm not even...
but I
don't need to tag you here. Get out of here.
But I love his political stuff as well. Like he always talks about like that's and just so good. So good.
Yeah.
I'm so I haven't like he hasn't come out. He came out last year or the year before, but he was in a lineup show.
Yeah.
But he hasn't done like his solo show in Melbourne. And so he's finally doing that.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited to go see it.
Yeah. No, he is a lovely human being.
Yeah.
And a very clever man.
He's so smart. It's ridiculous. Yeah,
really smart. Look, we're different and we also have very different tastes in comedy.
I'm also so excited to see Maria Bamford.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I love her so much. So much.
Yeah.
And she's doing 5 shows and I actually bought tickets to it just in case.
Yeah.
So, and I don't have to buy tickets. I could just get a pass, but if it's full, you don't get in. So I bought tickets just to make sure.
I love that. See, that is inspiring.
Yeah, right.
You know, we're here in the industry and we're still going to buy tickets that's what we want to see.
I
do want to also make sure that everyone is across the fact that Ahir and Pat are very funny to me as well.
I made it sound like... It did sound like you're like, anyway, I don't find them funny at all.
No. I actually think Pat McCaffrey is one of the funniest people alive.
He really is.
I will always... Like, he's one of those people in the Melbourne comedy scene that actually makes me laugh
every time I
see him.
Yeah, exactly.
And, like, literally every time. Like, every single time. And Ahir as well. I haven't seen him in, like, 4 years probably since last time I was in Adelaide. So, I haven't seen him in ages, but I loved him then too. So, it's not necessarily that... I guess it's... You know what? I'm one of those people that's kind of done themselves a disservice by being like, well, political humor is not my cup of tea and I'm not into it. But... Then you've listed 2 like political comedians and I actually find them both quite funny. So maybe that is a lie. Maybe I love political humor.
Maybe.
Maybe that's my new
Well, thing. It helps if you get the references and I don't know if you always do.
Yeah, true. I just think their faces are funny.
Funny to look at.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I love a good clown.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. It has to be good. I really love clowning.
I actually really love bad comedy. I think it's great.
I love the joy that clowning brings. I think it's just so fun to be in a room with an energy.
Do you have any clowns you want to see this year?
No.
I'm just wondering.
you looked at me like I don't.
Just wondering.
I don't know. Is Zach Tucker coming?
Zach and Vigo are doing their show.
Then perfect. Yeah. Zach and Vigo, love them every single time. Think they're amazing. Super funny dudes. And yes, they're doing are. Okay, flop. Yeah, I'm definitely going to go see that.
They are at the Greek Centre.
Good to know.
Every day except Mondays.
There you go. You know that Vicky's a producer because she's the one with the phone out. I'm just like, I think maybe they'll be here. I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
I really like them. I think they're super funny.
They are. They're very good.
They're good clowns.
They're also doing their Stamptown night as well at the at Max Watts.
Yeah, cool.
Which always brings some interesting acts.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, and what else do I like?
I'm really excited. I every single year I say this, obviously not on this podcast, but it's just in my life. But I love watching Rob Hunter's Late O'Clock show, which is on it's one night of the festival at Max Watts at the Festival Club.
And what's that?
It's a late night talk show where everything goes wrong.
That sounds sick.
Yeah, right? It's the 17th, so it's Wednesday the 17th at 11:30 at night at Max Watts. And it's always so good. Like, he gets great guests on. And
love that.
They have to deal with just the...
Everything
just being awful.
Love that.
Yeah.
Comedy of errors.
So good.
Very cool. That's cool. All right. And in terms of stand-up, what do I like in terms of stand-up? Nothing.
I actually hate it. Stand up.
Yeah. Unless there's a mirror in front of me, I'm really not into it.
Well, do you want me to go through this list that I've got and you can stop me when I say yes?
Okay.
I mean, we don't
It could
have
be
to.
A fun game.
I don't
yeah,
know.
Let's play the game.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom.
like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Well, first off is Breast of the Fest, but I'm producing that, so we're not allowed to talk about it, right?
No.
Or we can definitely talk about it.
I mean, you're the producer, so you tell me. Breast of the Fest is a lineup show of female identifying, yeah?
Yeah, women.
Women. Women in comedy.
Yeah.
A lineup of women, and they do a spot each.
Right? Yeah, and then they get guests. And we weren't going to make it every night, but I think every night they're going to have a guest.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go. That's new. Okay,
well, last year they did half a run and they had guests every night last year.
Yeah.
This year we were just going to do it on the weekends, but then they were like, nah, too many people have been asking for spots. We can't fit them all in on the weekends. So going to do one every night.
Right.
Then I've got Sweet Potatoes, which is also another one that I'm producing. So yeah.
And it's another lineup.
Another lineup show. Yeah. And then there's a show called Vic and Em's Comedy Gems.
Wow. That sounds fucking cool.
Yeah, right. I think that'll be really great.
All right. That's self-explanatory. I would hope.
3 p.m. Coopers. See you there. Sundays.
Yeah.
Judith Lucy versus Men.
Yep.
How do you feel about Jude?
I mean, I don't have any strong feelings.
She's a staple of Australian comedy.
Yeah. I mean,
apparently she gets the audience to vote after she tells, like, because it's like her, like, dating life and throughout her.
That sounds good.
And then at the end, she gets people to vote on whether she should keep trying to date or not.
Wow.
Yep.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
I could get around that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Matt Stewart?
Yeah.
Previous guest?
Yeah, he's a good comedy egg.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
I find him quite funny.
He's very funny.
Quite funny. Not going to lie.
Quite funny.
Pretty funny. No, he's a good one. He's another one that I laugh at pretty much every time I see him.
No, that's fair. Dane Simpson. Do you know Dane?
Don't know him.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Dane is one of the nicest men in comedy.
Okay.
He's from Wagga Wagga. He's a Indigenous dude from Wagga Wagga.
No, I don't know him.
And he is the best. Okay. He's so lovely.
All right.
And so funny.
Yeah.
He plays, he has like a travel didgeridoo. Cool. So like instead of it being this big, long didgeridoo, it's like a curled up one.
Cool.
So he can, and he plays, oh, so good. Geraldine Hickey, previous guest.
Yeah. Big into it.
Sammy Shah, previous guest.
Big into it.
Emily Tressida.
Oh, huge into it. Huge into it.
Luca Muller, previous guest.
Yeah, funny man.
He is a funny man. His show's called Ha Ha Cool.
Ha Ha Cool.
Yeah. oh, God. Rob Caruana.
Yes.
We've not had him on the show because I like my apartment. but Rob.
The pot loved.
Yeah. If you've never heard of Rob Caruana, you've never seen Rob Caruana, go to one of his shows and then try to, like, he basically tries to kill himself all the time just through comedy of errors, right?
Mm.
Last year he jumped into the Yarra.
What will he do this year? How can he top that?
Well, it's called nightmare comedy, so I don't want to know.
Yeah, but yet it's on your favorited list. See, oh, that's the good thing about Rob. I love a bit of that. I love a bit of, like, what's going to happen.
He will endure a living nightmare for your entertainment. You will be completely safe and relaxed. He will not.
Oh, God, Rob. I'm into it.
Pay to get in and watch Rob Caruana pray to get out.
I love that. That's great. Oh,
boy.
That's great.
Lana and Woodley are bringing back their Fly show. I didn't get to see it last year. Hopefully, I might have time to see it this year. Mm-hmm. Doubt it, though. Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
Mel Buttle from Queensland.
Mm-hmm.
I know she doesn't need any props from us. She's amazing.
Yeah.
A little known act called Will Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Williams. He is a when he does spots around his Twitter account and stuff, he's called Me and My Easel.
Oh, I saw him at the Trades Hall filming.
Yeah, he's so good.
Yeah.
He has, like, he brings an easel on stage and has, like, it's visual comedy, so, like, he'll have
love that
different pictures drawn up, and that, like, he's one of the funniest people in Australia.
Cool.
He's just ridiculously funny.
All right. Can't get around that.
Another person, one of the funniest people in Australia, Greg Larson.
Yeah.
Once again, doesn't need props from us.
Larry Dean.
Larry Dean's on here.
Love Larry Dean.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Big into Larry Dean?
I mean, not as big as Emily Tressida, but
no, but he's all right.
No, yeah. I think he's quite funny, yeah.
Yeah. Ben Russell, previous guest.
Yes. His show sounds super interesting this year.
Yeah. Alex Ward, previous guest.
Good.
No
good.
Flirting. Can you go to a show?
Probably not.
No.
I can't live a day without flirting.
It's true. You do like to flirt.
I'm a bloody massive flirt. I should ask her if we can do a split bill next year called Half Flirting, Half No Flirting.
That is a catchy title. Alice Sneddon from New Zealand, previous guest.
Yeah.
She is delightful.
Hopefully we can get her back this year again. Would be nice. That would be good.
Daniel Sloss again.
Previous guest.
Ben Knight.
Previous guest.
Daniel Connell.
Basically, it looks like you've gone through our episodes and bloody starred everyone that's been in them.
I haven't... Okay, there's a couple of British UK comics that are coming out that I haven't seen yet,
mm-hmm.
but I've been told to go see.
Sure.
Ed Knight.
Yep.
And Sarah Keyworth.
Okay. Well, if anyone listens that lives in England, that small country that Vicky forgot,
yep.
then maybe let us know if you've ever seen Sarah or... Who was it?
Ed Knight.
Or
Ed Knight, I think, got like Best Newcomer or something at Edinburgh Fringe. So, oh no, he was nominated for it. So he's probably pretty good.
That was like, I think he got it. Nope, he didn't get it.
Nope, didn't get it. Sorry to bring it up.
Yeah, cool. All right.
But he's clearly good.
Yeah, let us know if you've ever seen them.
Ed Knight, Sarah Keyworth. I've been told very, very good things. Well, Sarah Keyworth got nominated this year for Best Newcomer.
So. All right, so we got two of them.
Two. What
this
else?
Is a long ass list. This,
yeah, I'm not reading all of them.
Yeah, just for those playing at home.
Yeah. Simon Amstel's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to see him.
Okay.
And Michelle Wolf, but I won't get to see her.
Why?
She's only doing a few shows and I won't have time.
Oh,
it's very
bummer.
Exciting. Yeah. I want to see
well,
her.
You've got a very mixed bag there.
Thank you. So what kind of comedy do I like then, Emily?
I think you like good comedy.
Yeah, I think I like good comedy.
Yeah, because I mean, none of them are like a particular variety.
Yeah.
But also like it makes sense because you see a lot of comedy.
True.
So you know what you like and then you know what like the good version of that thing is.
True.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I really like prop comedy. So then
you go see
the best
yeah.
prop comedy.
Well, I guess technically Michael Williams, if you want prop comedy, technically.
Yeah.
He uses a prop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah.
I mean, it's literally a prop, but I wouldn't call it prop comedy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, I do know what you mean. But yeah, so I think, well, that's interesting.
Who do you want to see?
Look, I don't have a list. Mm-hmm. I should have bloody done a list.
I mean, this is your idea.
I definitely want to see... I'm going to go see Wrestler Fest. I'm definitely doing that on Thursday.
You're also going to be in it one night.
Yeah. So, seen it twice. That's commitment.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I definitely want to see Wrestler Fest. I also really want to see Stu Dolman's show.
He's on my list.
Because that seems...
But I didn't bring him up because I knew you would.
Because that seems like a show that I think I'll enjoy.
It's called Masterclass. It's all about how to be a good comedian in Melbourne.
Which, you know...
I saw a test show of it. I saw the trial show of it.
Yeah, that's probably why I want to see it, because that sounds really fun.
And it was very good.
Yeah. And I want to see Tash York, previous guest.
Sure.
You said Ben Knight. I want to see him too.
Mm-hmm.
You
clash with him, though, don't you?
Yeah, but... Yeah, I do, actually.
But you can go see, like, half of his show.
Yeah,
and then
we
run out and do yours.
Half of each other's show. Look, I probably won't get to see him, let's be honest. But
yeah.
That's fine, I think. It's fine, I guess. Yeah, and I would like to see maybe Chimp Cop too.
Yeah, or maybe, do you clash with them as well?
Yeah, I do.
Damn.
I think maybe what I want to see this year is like some stuff that I haven't seen
sure.
before. Like
yeah.
maybe the Aspie Hour.
Oh, yeah.
If that doesn't clash with me, which it probably does.
Probably. I have no
yeah,
idea.
Yeah, which is like musical comedy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like I want to just sort of...
Branch out?
Yeah. I don't think I necessarily want to be like, oh, cool, I know
so
this
really,
person,
you should
so
go and see something that's... Nowhere near on my list. Just something that I have not listed.
Yeah. That's what I want to do maybe.
Yeah. I mean, that is one. When people say, what should I go see during
yeah.
the comedy festival?
Yeah.
I always say someone you've never heard of.
Yeah.
Take a risk.
Abandoned
you can do
man.
It. Oh, yeah. That's the Abandoned Man's on the he's got the big spot on the front of the festival page.
Yeah, but he's so funny.
I've never actually seen him.
I saw him in Edinburgh in like 2013.
Sure.
And it was like a stage spectacular.
Yeah.
Like he has like high production value.
I feel like you would really like those big high production
yeah.
value shows.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, give me a person talking into a microphone.
Yeah. I love a bit of like
drama.
Bang. I really want to, I think Briefs are here now. I don't think they're doing Comedy Festival, but I really like Briefs.
Yeah. It's true.
That's real good. That's a good time.
Ireland's finest hip hop musical comedian.
He is literally so good. He does like
Oh, Steen Raskopoulos has directed this show.
Well, holy shit, I got to see it twice. Is Steen doing a show this year?
No, I don't think so.
Oh. See, I like Steen as well.
Yeah, Steen's good.
Yeah, so he does like what's the word? Improvised raps. Amazing.
Yeah, great.
Improvisation. Maybe I'll see some improv.
Well, if you want to go see improv, go see Snort with Friends.
Okay.
It's the New Zealand guys. Yes. Guy Montgomery, etc.
Yes.
Alice and all that.
Guy Montgomery, yeah.
Yeah.
His show as well.
Yeah, I very much like Guy Montgomery's shows. So they do a I think we talk about the fact that I did the remix on the podcast?
I think
which we is like a did. Local A local improv show where they get guest storytellers on.
I'm pretty sure we did.
And I got up there and I told a bunch of stories and then they improv scenes around it.
Yeah.
That is what Snort is. So they get guests from around the festival.
Yeah.
To come on and tell stories.
Yeah.
And then they do improv around it.
I love that.
Yeah.
I could see that. I could definitely get on board with that.
Yeah. And I mean, you could go every single night and
it'll
not...
It'll be a different show.
Exactly.
That's kind of cool. Yeah. I like that too. I like... I don't know. I think festivals are a really cool thing. Like, if not Melbourne Comedy Festival, but like any festival in your town or your city is so cool an experience because you have the opportunity to see some really different stuff if you actually like.
Oh, we're ridiculously lucky to live in a city that has this festival.
Totally.
Like,
there's so
it's
much
ridiculous.
Talent.
Ridiculous.
And also, like, sometimes you might see a shit show. Like, yeah. I think everyone that sees comedy and goes to festivals definitely has, like, at least 1 to 10 horror stories.
Of course.
Do you know what I mean?
Of course.
But that is still a story that is funny
for
you to, like, retell.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that in and of itself is also, like, a cool thing to experience because you're like, no, only the 6 people that were in the room actually got to experience that, you know, and that's kind of cool too, which I, Neil Portenza.
Oh my
Josh,
God, yes.
Yeah, Josh Ladgrove. I definitely am going to see his show as well.
Sure.
I was just thinking of experiences that I've had.
He's doing like a split bill with himself.
Love that.
Because I think that's what he's doing because his show is called like Josh Ladgrove versus
Neil Portenza.
No, the other way around. Neil Potenza is Josh Ladgrove.
Yeah.
And then it's like it has them both listed as the artist. So I assume he's doing a split bill with himself.
Yeah. Or...
Which is great.
Like meta directing himself or something.
Either
He'll
or.
He'll figure something out and it'll be amazing.
Yeah, of course. Because he's ridiculous. Just in the best way.
Yeah.
Like, God. If you want a unique comedy experience, go see a Neil Potenza show.
I love him. I saw him for the first time in 2013 in Edinburgh as well. Same year I saw Abandoned Man.
Yep.
And and then I saw him again the year after and again the year after.
Yeah, I think maybe the first time I saw him was 2015 and I was like, what is this? Oh my God, I love
it. But it's such an interesting and like wonderful experience.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I just love the fact that during this festival, there's just so much opportunity to see so much different stuff.
Yeah. My favorite thing about the festival is like, getting to hear like word of mouth about other good shows
and
people just starting to talk about, oh my God, if you see this show, you have to go see this show.
Yeah. Like, and it really does run like that quickly around festivals.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. So go see shows and then tell your mates about the shows.
Absolutely.
I guess like, is the moral of the story.
Yeah. Like the year that Hannah Gadsby did Nanette for the first time.
Yeah.
And people were just like, yeah, whatever. And then people started going to see the show and were like, you have to go see this show.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's not like a if you want. It's like
no,
you got to see it. Which
this.
Is so crazy and such a cool thing too. But I think, this is the episode just before Comedy Festival starts. So this is us.
It starts with tomorrow.
Idealized views of how much time we're going to have to see all these shows.
Oh, I won't.
Yeah.
I have to really make a... Because like I'll be working, you know, at a venue.
Yeah.
Like, not every day, but a lot of the days. And so I really have to, like, monopolize the time. Like, I really have to have, like, a preference order of, like, this is what I'm doing tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
If I want to go see any shows.
Yeah.
I did not go see enough shows last year.
Neither did I.
And there was, like, a bunch of things that I wanted to go see and didn't get to. And, like, oh, well.
Yeah.
I don't want that to happen this year. I want to go see, the ones that I desperately want to see. I have to make that happen earlier.
Yeah. So. Let's just say I'm going to preference seeing shows over getting drunk.
Yes.
This year, that's my goal.
Yes.
Because it's such an experience. I really want that for myself.
Sure. Yeah. And I'm going to also preference like international and interstate people.
Yeah, that makes sense
too. Sorry, mates.
So fine. Any gem that's been on that's local, you're shunned. Yeah. But yeah, I guess we're just coming into festival pumped and excited.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sick, but I'm still excited.
Yeah. You're bringing a low energy because you're low energy, not because you're...
Because I feel like shit, not because I'm not excited about festival.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think it'd be interesting to listen back to this episode halfway through festival and then we can... Just
see if I've stuck to my guns
with
not crying if a show goes.
We'll do a little update.
That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah,
I can get around that.
I reckon we do. I reckon we do weekly updates and how we're feeling
as like a bonus episode.
Yeah,
on our Patreon.
I think that might be something that we should do because that's what's going to be on our Patreon.
Let's 100% do that. So if you haven't already, please do. Sign up, get involved with our Patreon.
Yeah, the links are everywhere on the Facebook and the Instagram. And everything. But I think it's just Patreon/ComedyGems.
We will put out a Patreon episode as a sort of update, festival bonus. Update throughout festival. So if you want some of those, which I'm sure you will, because maybe you'll hear one of us have a breakdown. Ha ha.
You probably will. I reckon... Let's record our mental breakdowns. Perfect.
Let's see how many weeks in it takes for one of us to crack. How many tuna salads have you eaten, Vicky?
Yeah. Oh,
only
my God.
127?
I'm fine.
How many times have you cried, Emily? Only 127?
Every time I eat pasta, you cry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm not eating the pasta.
That's fair. No, that's fair.
Do you have a hypothetical for me?
Oh,
Vicky is not usually the hypothetical.
I don't do this.
I know, but I thought maybe I'd spring it on you pre-festival.
Yeah, I'm great on the fly, aren't I? I'm so good.
Improv.
I failed my class.
I want to see some more improv, Vicky, so make it happen.
All right. Would you... Oh, God.
I believe in you.
No, don't. Don't. Not when it comes to this shit. I'm not good at this.
All right. I can come up with one for
you.
Okay,
good.
Then.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather... Not see any shows during festival.
See, this is what I was trying to do and my brain wouldn't work because I'm sick. This is exactly the kind of question that I was trying to come up with.
Not see any shows during festival.
Yep.
But all of the shows you produce sell out.
Yeah.
Every night.
Yeah.
Or the shows just sell as well as they will. And like, you know, you probably will get some sellouts just because they're good shows.
Yeah.
And maybe all sold out. Who knows? Uh-huh. But you just got to take that gamble. And you can see every show you want to see.
I think the second one, just because that's what my festival is going to be.
That's just your reality.
That's just my reality. And I think that most of the shows that I'm producing are selling quite well anyway. So it should be
fine. You're winning.
Yeah.
Well, that's a win.
And I really want to go see some good shows.
Yeah, fair.
You know?
So true. So true.
I bought tickets to Maria Bamford. God damn it, Emily.
We heard you the first time. But,
like, I wouldn't be able to go to that.
Yeah, I feel you.
And I already bought them.
Yeah, you don't want to waste money.
Yeah.
It's okay. Let's just go with the reality.
Okay.
Yay.
Okay.
I'm really, really excited for Comedy Festival. I think we are...
No, wait. Same question back at you.
What? If all the shows I produce...
No, just you. You're solo.
And I don't... Yeah, that.
Yeah. Fuck the other people. God.
I give a shit.
Great. Perfect.
You can catch all of Vicky Hanlon's shows... you can find them on handsdowncomedy.com on Facebook or handsdowncomedy.com. Our show, Vic and Em's Comedy Jams, will be every Sunday at 3 p.m. at the Cooper's Inn. Mm-hmm. Buy your motherfucking tickets, fools.
Yeah, do it.
And
if you stop Vicky stressing. If you use the code GEMS...
Yeah.
You can have 2-for-1 tickets.
That's pretty freaking cool, guys. Like, why wouldn't you, to be honest? And I know that most people that listen to our podcast are a big fan of lots of podcasts, but our live shows are going to be fucking good.
We've booked in a bunch of guests now, and I'm very excited.
Yeah, we've got some really, really good, huge guests coming for our lives, and so we know the show is going to be awesome. So do buy your tickets. And if you don't live in Melbourne, it's fine. The lives
buy tickets anyway.
Buy tickets anyway. Don't come.
Yeah.
Or like send them to someone you know in Melbourne.
Yeah.
But they'll be really fun episodes for you to listen to.
Yeah,
like we said, do sign up to the Patreon because we'll be putting out weekly updates during festival, which will be interesting.
And,
to
a,
say
and
the
then
least.
A precursor to you going away and the weekly, the not weekly updates, the however often.
Fortnightly, I think. Maybe
I think we're doing fortnightly.
Yeah, yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll do some updates while I'm overseas. It'll
yes,
be kind
definitely.
Of like a Where is Emily kind of thing. And my show is at Trades Hall 7:30 every night during festival, just doing it.
Not Wednesdays.
No Wednesdays, and that Saturday we don't talk about. All right. Thank you so much, Vicky Hanlon. As always, you have been an absolute blessing and a treasure to co-host this show with.
A gem, even?
I would say a big, huge, shiny gem.
Oh, my
yes.
God.
Amazing. Love that.
You
Thank
are
you
also
so
a
much,
gem.
Guys. Oh, great. She's sick and she's like, fuck you for making me say this.
Anyway, you're also a gem. I love you very much. You're my best friend. Fuck you.
We'll be back with this same dynamic next week.
Bye, guys.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.